beautiful day, and like a song, an angel passed my way.
The embodiment of perfection,
with skin like the sky, and her hair was as long as time. Then she turned to me, with her big proud.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. This is your host, Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me bump this a little bit more. Hold on. Oh, I had to bump that a minute. That's Music Soul Child. What's up, everybody? Glad to have everybody tuning in to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am in a particularly Mac-ish mood, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in a very Mac-ish mood. Before I get into the game, today's show is brought to you by InternetPimpin.net. Now you can get the book, Internet Pimpin' Part 2. That's the ladies' online guide dating book by author Jack Fayal. This is the second installment of the ultimate dating guide for men. But this one is for women, and this is a step-by-step guide that will show ladies how to step up their online profiles to attract and seduce quality men online and to spark the men's interest and get the right messages out to these brothers and build a strong connection through conversations and things of that nature. Now, you can get a date with Mr. Right, and most importantly, this ebook will show you how to keep Mr. Right. So here's your chance to come true to the game, ladies. Get InternetPimpin.net by my boy Jack Fayal. Go to InternetPimpin.net. Now also, all my players out there, I'm going to be back in New York City. I mentioned that on last week's show. We got tickets on sale now. Go to MacLessons.com and get the tickets for me in New York City. That's going to be July 10th, 2010. At the Florence Gould Theater. The tickets just went on sale yesterday because the tickets were supposed to be on sale Friday. We had a venue, but so many people were responding. We were going to sell that venue out too quickly, and I didn't want to have everybody packed up like we had everybody packed in last time. And I thank everybody for coming out to the Crane Theater in December. We had a great time at the Crane Theater. New York players really represented. Cats were coming in. Cats sat down on stairs and they were sitting on the floor because the place sold out and they chopped up game for 2 hours. So our old New York, man. That's why I wanted to get a real nice venue. The Florence Gould Theater is a big venue. It's real nice. It's real fly. Lots of seats, man. The stage is fly. We're going to film it. So you guys come dress suited and booted. This footage is definitely going to be the majority of the DVD that I'm putting out, because I'm putting out a DVD of the whole tour, and the meat of it is going to be in New York. We're going to use a lot of that footage. So I want you guys to come out and represent on July 10th. The game is going to be heavy. If you're in Boston, come on down. A lot of cats up in Canada want me to come to Canada. Come on down to New York, people. If you're in Philly, come on up. If you're in Jersey, come on up. If you're in Rhode Island, come on up. It's going to be off the hook in New York City on July 10th, people. The game is going to be super duper heavy. And I'm not spitting the same game I spit in December. Really, most of the time when I travel around, I chop up different game in different cities. So you guys are going to really enjoy it. So get your tickets right now at MacLessons.com to see me in New York City. Now, a lot of people who are not around the New York area, I feel bad because a lot of people are kind of mad because I'm not coming to their city right now. So what I did, I put up a new Mac-ish package that's going to be available this week. All my players, you guys go to MacLessons.com and get their summertime Mac-ish package. It's going to be available for just 1 week. It's only $79. And for $79, this is what you get, people. For 1 week only now, you're going to get the autographed copy of The Elite Way. You're going to get an autographed copy of The Art of Gold Digging. You're going to get the Mac Lessons DVD. You're going to get your choice of designer or aviator Tariq Elite sunglasses. You're going to get the Risqué Elite cologne. And you're going to get an anti-moist t-shirt. You can't beat that, people. You can't beat that. Great deal. Go to maclessons.com. You got 1 week to get that because I'm not going to be running back and forth to the goddamn post office. But I love you and I respect you and I want you guys to take advantage of that. So anyway, let's get into some good game right now. Oh yeah, by the way, the Florence Gould Theater, that's on 55 East 59th Street. That's in the heart of Manhattan, by the way. And we're getting started at 7 p.m., people. So get your tickets right now at maclessons.com. So anyway, on today's show, I want to talk about, since summertime is around the corner, since summertime is really a few weeks away, I want to put out the brand new player rules for the summer of 2010. I want all my players to be ready with their game. I want you to be strapped up and laced up with the ism so you'll come into the summertime right. And as you know, the game changes every few months. The game has to be tweaked every few months. You have to implement new rules all the time because our culture shifts and the way people interact with one another, that changes. And the way women think, that changes. So your game has to be fluid. Your game has to be liquid. You have to move and shake with pop culture. You have to move and shake with the times. You have to move and shake with what's going on in the country. So I want you to get your pens and paper out, everybody. We're going to talk about the five new player rules for 2010. Now let's get right into that. And these rules are going to pertain to social knowledge and fashion knowledge. Now, number one, rule number one for players. Players, you have to wear the correct shorts. Let's get into the fashion part of the game for one quick second. That's rule number one, the way you dress. Now that it gets hot, a lot of dudes are out here wearing the wrong shit. And you cannot have player energy wearing the wrong shit. And when it gets hot, cats put on shorts. But the thing is, there's a thin line between mackish and moist as far as shorts. Now, fellas, shorts, when you go out in the summertime, players, if you're going to wear shorts, a real true to the game player, you wear some linen pants or something. You keep it real fly and mackish like that. But if you're going to wear shorts, and when I go to Hawaii and tropical places, I wear shorts just to be comfortable. But if you're trying to get some player shit in, you got to know how to let your shit hang. Now, if you're going to wear shorts, your shorts should go to your knee or slightly above the knee. If your shorts are too high, that's in violation. If your shorts are too long, that's a violation. And sometimes I see a lot of cats with their shorts too high, your shorts too long. Now, fellas, if your shorts are all up on your thighs, nigga, those are booty shorts. That's moist. So remember, your shorts they got to go to your knee. Now, if your shorts are a little bit past your knee, player, those are capri pants. That too, sir, is moist. So let's keep those things up by your knee. That's rule number one. Now, player rule number two for the summertime. And this is more of a social rule. Fellas, this summer, you're going to stop befriending females. That's a problem. A lot of you guys are getting into the friend zone because you are coming at these females trying to be their friend. Summertime is very short. This summer, I want you guys to start closing the deal, keeping it real mackish, getting to the point with these women, and you're not going to get to the point by befriending women, letting them know that you're going to be their buddy. I see too many dudes loitering around females, lollygagging, bullshitting, and not closing the deal. Gossiping with them, talking about what's going on the Tiny and Toya show, talking about the Desperate Housewives, just talking about dumb shit when you need to be hitting poontang. You need to be running up in guts. You need to be handling business. Stop befriending these females. Again, there's only a few months in summer. You're not going to waste it chit-chatting and gossiping. You're going to let these females know from the gate, hey, you're pretty cool. I think you're pretty fly. I'm pretty fly. I'm feeling something. Let's do this. I don't want to be your buddy. If they try to put you in the friend zone, let them know that you're not trying to be their friend. It's time to be bold with your game. Like, look, baby, if you want friends, go to Facebook. I'm trying to see what's popping with you. Let them know that. But you don't want to seem thirsty, though. You don't have to seem thirsty. There's a thin line between being thirsty and being direct. You can be direct without being thirsty. Let these females know that you're not trying to be on no buddy-buddy friendship. Because, truth be told, you guys really don't want to be these women's friends. Now, if it's a female out there that you meet, fellas, and the female is just mad cool like that, the female has real good conversation and you vibe and you see some things that you guys have in common and you want to be her buddy, that's cool in the game. I have nothing against that if it's a genuine thing. I have some female friends. I know thousands of women. Some of them I'm just hella cool with. But that's rare. For the most part, when you're with these women, fellas, on that buddy-buddy friend vibe, secretly you want to hit it. And deep down, they know you want to hit it. And you waste all your time. You're going to waste all your summer months sitting up here bullshitting. So we're going to come correct and come direct for the summertime, all my players. Now, let's go to rule number 3. This is another one from the players out here who are confused about the game. Now, rule number 3. And I think I had this as a rule before a few years ago, but this rule is pertinent right now. Players do not wear tongue rings. I want y'all to marinate on that for a minute. A cat sent me an email the other day. He was like, Flex, is it mackish to wear a tongue ring for a dude? No, it's not mackish. I hate to break it to you, players. Tongue rings are not mackish. And some of you ladies out there, you got a dude who wears a tongue ring. That shit is a little moist. Now, some ladies might think it's cute, but ladies, let's keep it 100. Ladies, a tongue ring is a dick-sucking apparatus. Do you feel what I'm saying, people? Players do not wear tongue rings. If a dude is wearing a tongue ring, 9 times out of 10, he's scatting on another man's dick. If a dude is wearing a tongue ring, this is what he's doing. On a dick. That's him. He's a scat man. That's your man, ladies. If you are a nigga with a tongue ring, this is what you do, or this is what you gon' do. That's your man, ladies. Going down on his homeboy. All right, there you go. Anyway, but like I said, look, no tongue rings for players. Players do not wear tongue rings. I don't know how to cut it, how to say it any better. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. Players don't wear tongue rings. That shit is not mackish. I know some of you dudes think you're being edgy, but deep down, if you have that shit on, the woman knows that you're a scatter. The woman knows that something ain't right. Deep down, even if she thinks it's cute, deep down, she's going to be like, has this nigga scattered on a dick? So players, again, no tongue rings. And now let's get to number 4. The number 4 player rule for the summertime. This summer, fellas, players, stop gassing up below average females. Let me repeat that. Please stop gassing up below average females. The problem with a lot of these young ladies now, you have a lot of lackluster women with this diva complex. You have a lot of fives and sixes acting like Beyonce and Naomi Campbell. You have a bunch of lackluster women with false swag. The reason why is because you have these dudes whose self-esteem is low, whose standards are low, and they're gassing these women's heads up, and these women are not stepping their game up. These women are wallowing in mediocrity. Fellas, you gotta step it up. Please stop gassing these women's heads up. Even if it's an attractive woman, don't gas her up. Even if the woman is a dime, you don't have to gas her up, fellas. Please stop gassing these women up, dime or otherwise, especially the non-dimes. That's the major problem. Because right now, summertime, it's going to be a very hot summer. You have a lot of women already out here walking around in two-piece bathing suits with meatloaf stomachs because some of you niggas then sat up and told them they look like Nicki Minaj. So, fellas, please keep the compliments to yourself. Stop lying to these women. A lot of you guys are gassing these women up, telling them what you think they want to hear so you can get your foot in the door with them. Keep it player, because you chip away at your own self-esteem when you gas up a lackluster female. Because when these lackluster females start acting diva-ish to you, they start acting like they're doing you a favor by getting with you. Because deep down, these women know that they're not really that fly. They know that they're not that fly. But the thing is, if cats keep bullshitting them over and over again, they have to overcompensate with their bullshit. So they start piling on their own bullshit. And then they start believing it to a certain degree. And they get so caught up in their own lies, they don't know the difference between their lies and reality. And it's a sad thing sometimes. It's hard to get mad at them because it's dudes putting that energy out there. I know one time, I think I told this story before. I was at a club out here in LA. And I was chopping up game with this very attractive young lady. Real cool young lady, real good vibe. We were chopping it up. And she had a friend who was very lackluster. Her friend was a real odd looking young lady. She was what we would call back in the day, flicked. You ever heard that term? She just looked flicked. Which is a variation of the word afflicted. But she was a flicked shaped woman. Her shape was real flicked. She had like a big stomach and a big wide back. And the girl was knock-kneed and she had buck teeth. And she had like a finger wave on one side and micro braids on the other. I mean, her was all over the place. But this woman was talking as if she was just that bitch. So I'm spitting at the cute one. And I had my partner with me who was a scavenger. And I talked about having scavengers with you in my book, The Art of Mac, and how it's important to have a dude sometimes that will bang anything. Sometimes you can use a dude who's a scavenger, but all of the homies should not be a scavenger. Because there's always been one dude in the crew that would bang any female. And you use that nigga to your advantage. But I digress. But anyway, I had my scavenger homie with me. And I had him talking to the afflicted girl to occupy her so she won't cock block my game. So we're all sitting down chopping up game in the club, and I'm kind of ear hustling and I'm listening to her, and she's like, yeah, when I go to the club, I hate coming here because all these niggas be up on me. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm thinking like, okay, she really needs to bring that down a taste. So anyway, I'm chopping up game. I'm spitting at the girl I'm with, and I'm like, okay, we're going to get up out of here and hit the crib. I got my girl wrapped up. But my boy, he didn't wrap the game up with the afflicted girl. So I'm trying to help him out. Let me go over here and help him out a little bit. So I'm telling the afflicted girl, I'm like, look, we're going to leave here and have a little after soiree at the spot. We're going to go over to the crib and kick it because, you know, it's still kind of early. And, you know, we just want to vibe with y'all and see what's up. So the afflicted girl was like, yeah, I would love to come over, but I got a modeling shoot in the morning and I can't go. And I'm looking like, hell to the damn no. Like, what the hell is this broad modeling? What magazine is she going to be in? Back and Stomach magazine? What you modeling? What you talking about? So that's my thing. You have women like this, and I kind of felt bad for her because it's dudes telling her this stuff, that she's a model and all this shit. So fellas, please keep your game at a certain level. Keep your esteem high so you don't gas these women up with unnecessary energy. And that doesn't mean treat anybody unkindly or be mean to people. You don't have to do that. You can be courteous to people. I'm all about being courteous. But some of y'all dudes be putting extras on it. Y'all be telling these girls, oh, damn, girl, you look like Beyonce. And you're like, I know. I'm like, okay, no, don't tell her. No, she don't. She don't look like no damn Beyonce. She don't look like Tyra. No, you don't look like Naomi Campbell. No, you don't. No, you don't look like Alicia Keys. No, you don't. You look like Alan Keys. You don't look like no damn Alicia Keys. Come on. But I digress. Now, let's get to the final rule of the five player rules that you should know for the summer. The fifth rule, players, I want you to start getting the energy of money. Feel me on this. I want you to get money energy. The thing is, a lot of my players out here, and a lot of guys, and not just guys, a lot of people, period, have this broke-ass energy that they exert. People, if you act broke and if you conduct yourself as if you are struggling, because a lot of people, the brokenness is in their minds. If you act broke all the time, you're going to stay broke. Sometimes you have to understand the energy of money. You have to act like money is not a thing. That doesn't mean floss, but don't act like you're struggling all the time. Yeah, but and the reason I say this is because I have partners, and I've had partners in the past that I would go, we'd kick it, we'd go to dinner or whatever, and there was always one partner who'd be like, hey, waitress, let me holler at you. Now, if I got the chicken wings and I substitute that with the coleslaw, how much would that be? You know, that type of shit. You ever been around people like that? People always trying to find a way to squeeze a buck to get some kind of deal. That broke-ass energy, it's real draining. And it's really unnecessary. And one of my partners, he stopped doing that, but he would do that all the time. Everywhere we would go, we go to eat, and he'd pull the waitress to the side, trying to find a way to shave off a couple of dollars from the bill. Like, okay, if I get lemonade, would you just bring me the glass, and then I'll just get the lemons and squeeze it myself? How much would that be? I'm like, nigga, you don't have to do that. I don't like that broke-ass energy, because it's unnecessary. Because really, people, you're not that broke. A lot of people act broker than what they are. And the thing is, when you continue to act broke like that, you tell yourself subconsciously that money is hard to come by. And if you tell yourself subconsciously that money is hard to come by, you will struggle to get money. You will tell yourself that it's very difficult to come up on some paper, so you will have to start doing scandalous things because it's so hard to get money. This is what you're telling yourself, and that's not the case. To get money, all you got to do is really be creative. You don't have to bust your back and bust your ass. You do have to put in work to a certain degree. You have to be focused and you have to be dedicated, but you just really have to be creative for the most part. And I'm not trying to tell anybody to not do hard work, because I write books and that shit is hard. I'd be the first to tell you, writing books is not easy. But the thing is, because of that, I can utilize other more creative ways to get paper too. So the thing is really in your mind. Get rid of the broke mentality. Get rid of that broke energy. Stop acting like you're struggling all the time. Because a lot of time, and don't use the recession as an excuse. A lot of people, like, well, we're in a recession. See, a lot of people, you were acting broke before the recession. Now the recession has given you a reason to keep on acting broke. A lot of you aren't as broke as you think you are. You just have to prioritize. there was a cat who posted something on my Facebook page yesterday, and some of the other players were clowning him a little bit. He posted a message on my Facebook. He said, "Tariq, man, I had some extra money laying around, and I was finally able to get your book, The Elite Way, and I love it. It was a great book." And some of the other cats were like, "Damn, dude, The Elite Way is only $15. You had to scrape up money for that?" And that was what I was thinking to a certain degree. I mean, my books are very cheap. My books were $13, $14, $15. And I do get guys like, "Man, when I get my check next month, I'm going to get your book." I'm like, dude, you're not that broke. And I appreciate anybody for getting my book. And look, I've been broke before. And sometimes you do struggle. I understand that. But sometimes you're not as broke as you act like you are. It's all about prioritizing. The thing is, when you really want something that you really, really want, you want to get something, you find a way to get it. Now, if you were trying to get high, you'll find a way to get a $20 bag of weed. You wouldn't struggle to get that, would you? That's why all the drug dealers in the hood be rolling Bentleys and shit. Because people find a way to get money to them. And when women cry broke and cry poverty, when you say, "Oh, damn, I'm broke, I can't do this. Oh, I'm struggling," and you want people to feel sorry for you. The Korean lady is bawling because you done bought all the hair weave. You done found money to get that. When you really, really want something, you will find a way to get it. So you're not as broke as you think you are. Right? When you want to get some rims for your car, you find a way to get them rims. Even though the car is raggedy as shit, you'll get some rims to floss. That's why I don't buy that whole poverty thing. That broke energy that you try to exude. Because you'll utilize that energy to get money to cure your vices. That's why strip clubs are so packed. Dudes will talk that broke shit, but you be up in the strip club popping them bottles, making it rain. So you just have to prioritize. So the thing is, man, get rid of that broke energy. Tell yourself that money is not a thing, because it's not a thing. Money is energy, man. It's all about energy. That's why they call money currency. And money is out there, man. You just have to be creative on how to get it. There's a billion ways on getting you some paper. You just got to step outside the box and get some new energy in you. And stop acting broke. Stop pinching pennies for no reason. Because a lot of times, man, when people are like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna eat half a hamburger, then I'm gonna save it." Look, eating a full meal ain't gonna kill you financially. So don't act like that. "Okay, I'm gonna get these jeans. I'm gonna go to the swap meet and I'm gonna get these pants for $5. Look, getting a pair of jeans for $20, $30 is not going to kill you. You'll feel better in the process, and that energy will be more prosperous. You won't have that struggling ass energy. So if you're going to go into the summertime, you got to have that kind of vibe, man. You got to think like a baller. What you got to do, players, y'all got to stop hanging in the hood. If you know a bunch of broke motherfuckers, stop hanging with them. Start hanging out in some suburban areas. Start hanging out in some upscale areas. Start hanging out around prosperity and money. Start hanging out around other players. Start socializing with other players. Start socializing with people who have fly things going on. Get you some money energy. You feel me? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm glad everybody tuned in. I hope you enjoyed the game. I really, really, really want to see all you players on the East Coast. Some of you players, if you're down south, fly up to New York, because the game is going to be heavy on July 10th. I promise you the game is going to be real, real fly. So, yo, go to maclessons.com to get your tickets. I will holler at you. Peace.